This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks for joining us. The U.S.-led coalition says it has carried out air raids against government forces in Syria. The coalition says the strikes were in response to what it calls an unprovoked attack against the headquarters of the Syrian Democratic Forces. The U.S.-led coalition has been conducting airstrikes in Syria since September 2014. Many civilians have been killed in the attacks that purportedly hit the positions of Daesh terrorists in the war-torn country. Damascus has time and again called on the U.N. to help stop U.S. attacks. Joining us live now from Damascus is Muhammad Ali, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now via Skype. Muhammad, what more do we know about these U.S. strikes on Syrian forces?
Yes, so far what we know is what the U.S. coalition said in a statement, which pointed out that Syrian pro-government forces initiated an attack against the so-called Syria's Democratic Forces headquarters. It further said that statement that the coalition service members were co-located with the so-called SDF during the attack, which happened, according to the statement of the U.S.-led coalition, 8 kilometers east of a Euphrates River deconfliction line. Up till this moment, there is no official response, whether by the general command of the Syrian army or even by the Syrian government or the foreign ministry. There is no official response by whether it's the Syrian side or the allied forces fighting alongside the Syrian army on the ground regarding that incident. But we have to point out that this is not the first time that the U.S.-led coalition attacks Syrian pro-government forces or even Syrian army troops on the ground. In September 2016, the U.S.-led coalition attacked the Syrian army positions in Al-Fardi Mountain in Deir ez-Zor countryside, killing tens of them. Also, in June 2017, the U.S.-led coalition attacked and targeted pro-Syrian army forces in Al-Tanf in southern Syria on the borderline with Iraq. So definitely this is not the first time. And at that time, the Syrian government also condemned such attacks, and the Syrian foreign ministry at that time sent letters to the UN saying that the United States is leading a coalition that is violating international law, the UN Charter, and also Syria's sovereignty. At that time, also Russia Lavrov, the foreign minister, also said that that was an act of aggression. Up till this moment, there are no official responses by the Syrian government, but this is what the Syrian government said in previous attacks.
All right, Muhammad, we'll leave there at that. But that was Muhammad Ali speaking to us live from the Syrian capital.